All right. Happy 2008, everybody. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman back from vacation. Conway still has a couple of more days of relaxation. Sam Phillips is filling in for Tim, and we're happy to be here with you until 11 o'clock tonight.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jerry, for turning on my microphone. That's good. Good work there.
It's passive aggressive.
He's just not used to working. He's been off, you know,
well,
last week or so.
Well, you turned your mic on last hour, and now I'm...
You're responsible.
It's inconsistent. You want me to? I'll turn it on. Tell me if you want me to turn it on. I'll turn it on.
I want you to turn it on all the time,
at
Jerry.
At the top of the show, I didn't because you turned it on then.
Because I was sitting in another spot, Jerry. Are you going to argue with me? Am I Tim Conway? Are you? Look at him. He's getting all uppity with me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
When Courtney came in, she brought a bag of.
Yeah, because Courtney, you know,
do
Courtney
you
brought.
The, you
yes,
have the
I
porn?
Have it in my car. Do you want it?
I want the porn. Yes.
Yeah, you'll get it after the show.
What?
Wait
porn?
After the show, and I'll give it to you.
I want porn.
Well, come out quickly. I leave very quickly. I got to get home and watch Paul Majors.
I love Paul Majors.
Oh, he's a stud.
He is a huge stud.
I would love to talk to him and wish him a happy 2008. He's like the nicest guy in the world. Speaking of people, you know, we'll be able to wish a happy new year tonight to Jamie Gold.
Oh, he's my buddy.
Yeah, Jamie's the best.
World Series of Poker Champion.
Yeah, won millions and millions and millions of
2006.
Dollars. They say nobody will ever win the amount of money that Jamie Gold won. He'll be calling us a little bit later this hour, so we'll talk to Jamie Gold. He's got a great charity event going on. So
and
he
won on a bluff, you know that.
Yes.
He won with a bluff.
He's a stud.
He is a stud, a huge stud.
He's a huge stud, man. I said it. I want to get into this in a couple of minutes, but we have to do the news with Robin in just a second.
Of course.
Oh, it's the carbon.
Oh, God.
No, it's the carbon.
You okay there,
yeah,
buddy?
Thank you, baby.
Do you need a little pat on the back? Like, a, you know, to
yeah.
help burp
can,
you?
Can you burp me real
yeah.
quick?
Hold on.
Where can I rest my head as you burp me? Don't, I want to rest my head where you burp me.
Here.
Around your...
Oh, there you go. It worked.
Thank you.
Oh.
By the way, if you ever have a kid...
Yeah.
That burping is like child abuse. My back must be so red right now.
You're, did that hurt? Yeah, I was doing it a little bit, you know, for the
when
radio
you burp
effect.
A baby, you just pass.
Yeah, but you would never hear that on the radio.
Robin knows how to do it.
Oh, Robin knows
don't
everything.
Drag me into this.
All right, Robin, man. Sammy Phillips, you're the perfect chick to ask this question to.
Oh, thank you, Brian Whitman. I have no idea what it's going to be, but I'm sure it's good.
Who the F is Hannah Montana? Where the F did she come from? What the F does she do?
Hannah Montana is Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, Miley Cyrus, who plays a character called Hannah Montana.
And it's on Nickelodeon or it's on the...
I think Disney.
Disney Channel, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't even know what a Hannah Montana is, but it is the character that Miley Cyrus plays.
Right. Her character is the character of a pop star.
Right.
And she sings.
Yes.
And she's got concerts, and she's a big hit.
Dude, the chick is like 12 years old, though.
No, she's 15.
Okay, well.
I saw her with my buddy Ryan Seacrest on New Year's Rockin' Eve. And
it disturbed me.
She looks...
21.
Yeah. And
she looked just as good as Carrie Underwood. In fact, I used to think Carrie Underwood was really hot. And then I was looking at the two of them. I'm like, wow, that Miley is like half your age, Carrie Underwood.
No, but Carrie Underwood, I thought, looked really hot on New Year's Eve.
So did I.
And I thought Fergie looked fergalicious.
You know, but do you really put that Miley Cyrus in the same category as the Carrie Underwood?
Well, no,
and
I can't. No, I can't.
She's, because she's a child.
Jeez, what do you think I am? She's 15 years old. I can't get into that.
But guys eye her as an adult.
Well, because she dresses kind of like an adult and all of that.
Acts kind of like an adult.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Remember the, I'll talk about this in a minute. Remember the High School Musical? Well, that's a big popular thing, High School Musical.
Yeah.
That chick, Vanessa Hudgens is her name?
Hudgens. Right. Yeah, she posed for a pic, a private pic that somebody posted.
And she's 18 or 19.
Yes.
She's of age.
Yes.
She's an adult.
Yes. Also starring like on a Disney show, right?
Yeah. High School Musical.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm talking to my buddy. I mentioned this to Conway about a month ago. I'm talking to my buddy back in New York, and he has a daughter who's 6.
Okay.
And I said, hey, dude, do you see that picture online of, you know, this chick from High School Musical? He's like, oh, yeah. I said, hot, huh? I said, you see the breasts are beautiful and everything. He's like, yeah. Like, you know, I said, how about that? You know, how about one night with that?
You're like a lecherous old man.
And then he goes, nah. I said, what? He goes, no, I'm not into that. I said, hold on a second. I've missed my best friend my whole life.
Right.
I went to college with her, you know.
And she's hot.
We did everything together. Yeah. I said, wait a minute. Hold on a second, dude. You're now telling me that we can't have conversations about hot 18 and 19-year-old girls anymore? He's like, no, I have a daughter. So, like, when I see – and she watches High School Musical. So when I see her – Vanessa Hutchins, you know, when I see that picture, I think, oh, that's my daughter watches her, and so therefore I don't think of her sexually. I said, dude, I got to go. I said, I'll call you back tomorrow, but right now I just have to go. And
but I can understand, you know why? Click. Because she's close, I'm sure, in age to that of his daughter. So if he looks at Vanessa Hutchins in a sexual manner, that really means that he's looking at his own kid
his
in
daughter,
a sexual manner.
His daughter is 6. Vanessa Hutchins is 18. Or 9. It's like she's the babysitter.
Yeah, but would you really look at the babysitter like that too?
Huh.
I guess there's that answer.
Yeah, I think the percentage of guys that fantasize about the babysitter is well over 50%. We'll talk about this.
Okay, but the babysitter would be of age, whereas Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, she is underage.
Well,
she
now
is
that
15.
Okay, stop yelling at me like I'm a pedophile.
I'm not.
Now
I'm just saying.
Now that I've learned.
that she's 15?
Right, now it's over. And now game off. She's 15,
so
game off.
So you thought
off.
She was hot until you found out she was 15?
I didn't know who the F she was. She's on there with Ryan Seacrest. She's singing, the Jonas Brothers, and Dick Clark is there. God bless him. And
God, he called Ryan every name but Ryan.
Right, please.
Brian, Bob.
Please. He's a,
David.
He's a dear man.
Isn't John.
I? Come on. So, come on, Phyllis.
You know I'm right.
I'm not going to comment on it. I love Dick Clark.
I do, too.
So Miley Cyrus is on there. I'm going, oh, this is that effing Hannah Montana. I didn't know who the F she was because we had women calling in. I'm going to take my daughter to Hannah Montana.
Oh, you know, remember those Hannah Montana tickets were selling for like $25,000
right.
a ticket?
On eBay. It's ridiculous.
Whose kid can afford that?
But that's her. And I thought, wow, kind of hot. Now you tell me 15. From what I saw on New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC7. Could be 18. Could have. If you told me 18,
I'd believe 18. I'd believe 20.
Okay. But now you tell me 15? Okay. Fine.
Back off, Brian.
I'm off. I'm out.
Back off.
But I do want to talk more about this Vanessa Hutchins and High School Musical and all of that.
How about that Jamie Lynn Spears pregnant at 16?
She's a...
That mother. All that, right. that Lynn Spears.
I tell you, man.
Look at what she...
She has raised a few beauts, man.
Wow.
All right. It is our first... night back for 2008. Everybody's so excited.
Yay.
Slamming Sammy Phillips filling in for Tim Conway Jr. And here's Robin with the news.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And then my mace, I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right. Happy New Year, Robin.
Oh, well, thank you. Same to you and you, Ms. Phillips.
Oh, hi, gorgeous.
Hello,
look at you.
Hello, happy 2008.
Prettier than ever, Missy.
Oh,
snap.
Hot to trot. Okay.
Thank you very much. Well, we have a lot of ground to cover this evening.
Let's get right to it, ma'am.
Firstly, a local 265-pound radio personality says a local restaurant overcharged him for his trips to the buffet line.
Ooh, hold on.
Oh, they weren't talking about you, Brian?
Oh, I got real scared there for a second.
Giving away your weight, buddy.
I'm not 265, Sam. Robin, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. They said he was banned and overcharged and then banned from the restaurant that had the buffet. And the victim said he'd been a regular at this eatery for over 8 months. But upon his most recent visit, he said a waitress gave him a bill for roughly double the price and asked him not to come back. The overweight man felt discriminated against because of his size. And when asked why the discrimination bothered him so much, the familiar voice had this to say, F81.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
That setup is easily 4 times longer than the payoff. In terms of time. So that's
we thought it went right to the point.
So that's the local personality.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Who is that local personality? It sounds familiar.
That's right.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Frosty, man. Hitting those burgers, man.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
We'd rather concentrate on this hamburger than worry about the overbilling on the buffet.
So they kicked him out. They said
kicked him right out.
So that, I mean, you really have to eat a lot to be. I mean, I've never been cut off. I've done my share of eating. I'm not a big fan of buffets because of the OCD. I don't like eating from like communal.
Yeah, yeah, there's lots of germs. It's a hotbed of disease.
Right. I prefer to ask for the menu. Even if I go to a Chinese restaurant, there's a buffet.
Yeah.
Or if I'm on a cruise, I never go to the buffet. I take the menu.
Do you know how many times a little kid or an old person will pick up a thing of food, half put it in their mouth, and go, and then put it right back?
Right, and then you're next.
You're next in line, buddy.
Right.
Sure.
I understand. I've never been, I've never really hit buffets really, really hard. I've never been turned away from a buffet, but I think if I really got my eat on, I could.
Say if you brought your whole family?
No.
If I all
just
your friends?
No. If I just brought me hungry, really hungry.
Yeah.
You all right, baby? I think if I
didn't feel so good.
What's the matter? If I brought myself really hungry, I think I could break a buffet. Anyway.
Me too.
I hope Frosty was able to do that.
I'm going
to
go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Robin, what else is going on in the news?
Well, France's most drastic measure to curb smoking went into effect Wednesday with a full ban on lighting up in cafes, restaurants, and discotheques. A New Year's Day reprieve allowed revelers their last legal drag in public places before the new law took effect. But locals and tourists alike felt the immediate negative effects of this ban, and we caught up with one such unlucky tourist to get her thoughts. E93.
I couldn't believe it. My nephew Shmuel took me to Paris for my 83rd birthday. And we were having a lovely afternoon over by the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées. And after a long day of walking, I took out a much-deserved lark. Yes, darling.
Darling, save me one for later.
Talking to the reporter.
So I start to smoke my much-deserved lark, and a very nice-looking man in a very nice suit comes up to me and says something in their native tongue that sound like... Yes, darling.
Doesn't that mine look like Rabbi Silbashir?
Oh, my gosh, he looks just like Rabbi Silbashir. Darling, one moment, I'm talking to the reporter. So the man comes up to me and says, No, fumar, si vous plaît. To which I responded, I will take a Sauvignon Blanc because I don't like the Merlot. And he said to me in his broken English, no, ma'am, you cannot smoke in Paris anymore. I couldn't believe it. This is the country where the cigarette became famous. Yes, darling. Oh, my God. Excuse me. I have to save my nephew, Shmuel.
Right.
Come here, darling. Here, just 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God. There it is.
Wow. Thank God she was there to save her.
Well, Edna, you know, Aunt Edna is an advocate for the smoker. She's also a world traveler.
Does she have a hole in her throat?
No. She's fine. But she's hitting the
lived a very full life.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah,
can tell.
Yeah, of course. She's hitting the larks, man. Hitting those lark smokes. I mean, that's hardcore to, you know.
Where can you even find those these
probably
days?
Probably on eBay she gets them.
Must have had them saved now for a few decades.
It's packed away in cartons, you know, under the... She cut the
mattress.
Cut her mattress open and just filled it with cartons of larks,
wow.
Man. I said it, man. What else is going on in the news?
Well, everyone seems to have a New Year's resolution, and pop stars are no exception.
How irritating.
A bottomed-out Britney Spears has remixed one of her classic songs to reflect on the changes she wants to make for the upcoming year. And from the sound of it, it sounds like Miss Spears' year can only go up from here. And we have a small clip from the song, B24.
It's Britney Spears, right here at Kiss FM.
Baby, can't you see? It was a rough year with bad publicity. And no more blonde hair, too much time at Chuck E. Cheese. No more pop royalty. There's no escape from this bad tape. I'm a celebutard, I need a fresh start. That deadbeat husband, he's so last season.
I think this could be a hit.
You know it.
Wow, I like that remix.
In 2008, I'll celebrate. No more toxic scandalous men. Had a taste of Kevin Federline. Keep that addiction to him, cause I know that he's toxic.
Yeah, baby.
Though I love Popo's now, I know that he's toxic.
All right, man. Britney Spears. Well, sounds like a great new year for her.
Oh, she's trying. God bless her.
I like it. I like the new words.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. It's going to be a hit.
She loved Popo's out.
Yeah. Who didn't, really? I mean,
really?
Honestly. All right, Robin, anything else going on?
Well, finally, the new year brings another much-anticipated episode of Like Us Man. And we have it here first, L63.
Like Us Man! Like Us Man! Like Us Man!
Wow, these three dates have been so amazing. You're so beautiful. I've had the best time with you. You want to come upstairs? Maybe we'll further our relationship a little bit?
Upstairs? No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. Thank you.
So you want to go out tomorrow?
Oh, perfect. This will be our fourth date! I'm so excited.
Oh, my God! Oh. It's Like Us Man!
What are you doing?
What are you talking about, Tom? Just dating this hot chick.
No, you're not. You're not dating. You're buying her meals. You've just taken her out on her third date. You invited her up to the apartment. And what did you get for it? Nothing but the check.
But, Tom, she's going to put out eventually, right?
She will never put out. We are past the three-date limit, and you are a fool to take her out a fourth time. Don't you understand that?
So what should I do?
Have a good time at the Sizzler tomorrow night. I would recommend a steak, a potato, and dumping that bitch.
You got it, Professor.
My work is done here. I am Like Us Man. Up!
Tommy.
Hold on.
What happened?
Can't get up.
Take her to the Sizzler. Steak, potato, dump that bitch. My work is done here. I am Like Us Man. Up. Up.
Sounds like he's going to the toilet.
Da, 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 da. Like Us Man!
All right. Like Us Man having a little trouble getting airborne there.
Oh, was he trying to fly?
Jesus Christ.
Robin, are you done? Or?
Have a wonderful 2008, everybody. That's what's happening.
All right, man.
Wow.
All right, when we come back, now we're going to talk more about Hannah Montana. But here I want to lay it out so we can come back and get to phone calls at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Miley Cyrus is off the charts because she's 15, and guys, you can't be fantasizing about chicks who are 15. 18, absolutely. I'm 35 years old. I am twice the age of an 18-year-old girl.
Are you an 18-year-old trapped in a 35-year-old's body?
Maybe.
Okay.
60-year-old guys marry 30-year-old women.
True.
Same thing.
True.
I'm 35. 18 is about half my age.
Yeah.
When I saw that Vanessa Hutchins, for example, who is 18, who is an adult, from High School Musical, I thought she was hot, and I really liked her breasts particularly. I thought in the picture she had beautiful breasts and the dark hair. I thought she was...
Well, she's young. Clearly, they're going to be pert.
She's beautiful. She's really sexy. And I understand that she's not even like the hot one on the show. There's another girl on that
Ashley Teasdale, who had a nose job for no good reason.
Well, you know.
She was hot.
God love her.
Yeah.
I talked to my buddy, who has a six-year-old daughter who watches this High School Musical, about the naked picture.
Right.
And he blew me off. He's like, nah. I said, yeah, but you see her, dude? She's hot. He's like, oh, yeah. I said, dude, what's happened to you? I've known you forever. I can't call my buddy now and talk about an 18, 19-year-old chick being hot. And he's like, no. And I'm like, why? And he goes, dude, I have a daughter. She's six. And my daughter watches High School Musical. So I couldn't.
Can't he fantasize about
it? I couldn't view Vanessa Hutchins as like a sexual object because my daughter watches it. So I have to ask guys with like daughters, if your daughter watches a show, and I'm, you know, your daughter's 6 years old, or I don't care how old she is. Maybe she's 10 years old, you know, because Hannah Montana is going to be 18 pretty soon.
In 3 years.
So in 3 years, when Hannah Montana is 18, your daughter will be 12 or whatever. You couldn't look in a sexual way upon Hannah Montana? For example, when I was growing up, we used to watch on TV Wonder Woman with Linda Carter.
Who was of age.
Of course. As is that Vanessa Hutchins from High School Musical.
Right.
I don't know that my dad ever did. I assume he maybe did or maybe he didn't view Linda Carter sexually. Like if I'm his son.
Right.
My brother Barry and I would watch Wonder Woman. So we loved her. We thought, you know, it was a fun show for kids to watch.
How old was Linda Carter when she filmed Wonder Woman?
She's probably 30.
Okay, there you go. That's the point. He had no sexual fantasies and had no issues with her.
No, but a lot of guys have had the experience, and I know this to be true because I'm having it with my buddy, where guys have a daughter,
right,
and they chop their own nuts off. They emasculate themselves.
Now, how do they do that?
I don't know, but they just do. And it happened with my buddy that, you know, you cannot talk about Vanessa Hutchins. I wanted to have a good conversation with him about that picture and about her body and about, you know, all that.
I think it creeped him out because
the landing strip, everything.
She is barely 18 years old. That's just a couple years older than his own daughter.
Is six.
Well, soon she'll be 18.
She's three times his daughter's age.
But still, of the daughter. It's a child. To him, his child watches another child.
Six times three is 18. The Vanessa Hutchins naked photos, that chick is three times his daughter's age. And how about the babysitter? So, like, let's say your daughter, say you're a married dude or you have a daughter, maybe you're unmarried, and your daughter has, or your son, maybe, you know, go the other way.
Yes.
Your son has a close bond with the babysitter.
Right.
Because when you're not there, you know, she takes it to the park or they go and they go to the zoo, they do whatever.
Right.
Is that babysitter then off the charts? Like you can't, she's out of the game? Because as far as...
Jude Law? Banged the babysitter. So for him, it was not off limits.
Ah, yes.
We need to go to break!
All right, Jerry, shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
The number is 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Guys, when you have a daughter, and she's 2 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old, does it immediately adjust the way you view younger women, 18, 20, 25-year-old women? Because I got a lot of buddies who are changing on me. And it sucks.
Well, if their kid is looking up to this younger person, then that puts that younger person in the same category for guys as their kid, and you cannot fantasize about your child.
If my... all right, stop the music for... I got to make a point to her. I got to try to get this into your head. My friend, his daughter watches High School Musical.
I get it.
His daughter is six.
I understand.
Vanessa Hutchins is 18.
I heard
sure.
you.
They are not... in the same category. One is an 18-year-old legal adult, and the other is my buddy's 6-year-old toddler.
Yes, but she's barely 18. Who knows when she turned 18? Before 18, she was 17, and she was underage, just like your buddy's daughter.
Ah, get out of here. All right, Sam Phillips filling in for Tim Conway Jr. I'm Brian Whitman. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2008, and this is 97.1 Free FM, LA's FM talk station.